We are learning Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Ayin Hei Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Kuf Ayin Dal Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, the middle of the line. Amar Rav Huna, Shchimira Shehikdash Kol Nechasav. His Shchimira was Makdash all his Nechasim. And Va'amar Mono Leploini Biyadi. Then afterwards, so it wasn't the same time, he's Makdash all Nechasim, and we assumed everything was Hekdash. Afterwards he says, you know what, I really owe money to someone. I owe money to someone. The loch is nema. What's pshat? Chazaka in odom oisa kanun yal hektish. There's a chazaka that a person does not make defraud hektish. If he now realizes he owes someone money, we believe him. And the loch is that he has to, that he gives that person the money, even though he's makdish owes the chasim.
He's saying that he owes the person money.
Yeah, he owes the person money. He owes someone money. Mono, it's the same thing. If Yenna's money is by me, I owe it to him that money. What's the difference? Right, so your question is, like you asked already a question, which right. It's a very good question, and actually, it looks like some of the Halakha Sfarim didn't pick up on this, but because the Chayra here, you're asking like this, that the Lacha is, if you makdash something, it's mafkia from a chayv. So if you make the shit, I have nothing left. What do you want from me? So even though it didn't belong to me, I owed money, but I owed money. It was milvaloy tzah. So it sounds like the Gemara, monil pun biyod means like a pekadin. And that was the problem. Okay, so you want to learn like that. That's how actually some learn like that. But it could be it's a different shot, because here it's talking about a shchivira, and it could be a shchivira is different. But maybe we'll talk out something about that soon. But it's maybe a shchimra will be different, Gabi, your question. But let's just get the surahs of Shemaitza. Is that his makas owes the chasim, and he says that I owe someone money because I have $100 by me, or because I owe that money. The luck is he believes, even though everything was hektish. Teretz says he doesn't defraud hektish. Ain oisa odom is kenunya al hektish. Masker of Nachman and chi odom oisa kenunya al banov. The person defraud his children. The Ravish from Darman Tevayu shchimra Omar. Mono leploini biyadi. If you're saying same type of case where shchimira, all his stuff is supposed to go to his children, but he says I owe someone money. So amar tnu, if he says give that person $100, noistim. Lo amar tnu, even though he said that I owe someone money, ain't noistim. What do you see? There's a new svar here. Adam osui shaloi lasbias banav. There's a new svar over here that a person that he doesn't make a kanunya on his children, but there's a new svara called Adam Osu Shloilas Biyas Banav, which means we don't always say that what he's saying is true, and not because the person is scared of a kanunya. What we're scared of is that he really is richer than that, but he doesn't want everyone to run after his children after he dies. So he says, you know, I owe some money. So he sees such ideas. And whereas Kasha is, on top of Kofayin Ham and Aleph, Hachinami, Odom Asui, Shaloi Las Bias Atzmai, a person also, the Derech is, that he won't borrow him as Bias Atzmai. And that's why he said that he owes money. But maybe he doesn't really owe money. I can ask me, what do you mean, Shaloi Las Bias Atzmai? He's dying now. And what's the difference if he goes to Hekdesh? What does it mean, Shaloi Las Bias Atzmai? So Rabbeinu Gerishim over here says, Pshat, so because the Lacha is, if he gets better, the Shchimra gets better, then the whole Matana is Chayzi, even Hektish. So he doesn't want that if he gets better, everyone say, oh, you had to take a lot of money, you made a huge grant to Hektish. Yeah, so here, half it was owed, people won't think he's taka so rich, so therefore, maybe that's the reason. It's Atzma. Same type of Svara that let's be Atzma, Mars Kasha. So Mars Kasha is the why you Nema, and why you say just saying it like that. So that's the way we just learned Fidur Rashbam. We're talking about a Shchimira, and that's the whole Handarai over here. Are you believed or not? That's the Shail over here. I just want to say that Tais is a Pashto Kasha. Tais asks that just like the Lach is a Shchimira who gets better, it can be Chayzer. The Gemara says before that if he says clearly he's being Chayzer, it can be Chayzer. So if a guy's Makdash something, then he says, you know what, I owe someone money. He doesn't have to be Neman. He's allowed to say whatever he wants. He's allowed to be Chayzer. So what exactly, what's the Chiddush of Gemara? What's the whole Shakvatai of Gemara? So Tosis answers that the case was, he was Makdash on the Chasim while he was a Bari. And now he's trying to, now after the Shchimra has come to say that he owes someone money. So that is where you have to say what you asked. Then it's much more straight what you asked. That here, it can't be you just owe someone money, because he said when he's a Bari, he says Makdash, how can he be Chayzer on that? And if you have to say that he's saying it was a pekadon and never was chal on that, that's what you have to say. And what does Mishloi Lesbias Atzmai then feed that? The fee that was mishloi les bias atzme, it can't be chayzer. If the fee toisis, the case was here, that he made the hekdesh while he was still healthy or bari, so what does mishloi les bias atzme? So the Rishash says, a kshmak apshat. Rishash says, all his life, this guy was living on Tayim Kashabis, and he was, thing. All of a sudden, he dies, he's giving away $1 million to Hekdesh, and what's going on over here? We thought this guy didn't have any money. So that's what he said. No, I owe most of it. Oh, I have $1,000, I have $1 million mortgage on my house. The whole thing's mortgage. That was the var leis bias atzma. So coming up, two pshat leis bias atzma. He's either if he gets better, if it's a shchimira, and if he toisi, obviously like the Rishash, that it means he shouldn't say people shouldn't think he was an oshi, he was a rich person while he was still alive. Okay, but then let's go back to the cheshmer gemara. The Gemara's kasha is that we said by hektish that he's believed, and we say we don't say shloi les bias atzmai, and by bonav we say shloi admos les bias bonav, and we say it's not believed. Unless he says tnu, we don't believe that he owes money, so it's a stira. So the Gemara ki kama Rav Huna hasam the nakat shtara. The case of Hektish was the malva came with a shtar and said you owe me money, and the guy says, or like you're saying a kapakadim, he came with a shtar, and the shchimra says yes, it's true. So there, that's why there, there's no svara of shloi les bias atzmai, because the guy has a shtar. So what are you telling me? That Rav Shmuel that says, that shchimra that says about his children, and they don't say tenu, ein oistim, and there we're not talking about a shtar? Mechal, the Rav Shmuel, the loy nok at shtara? Oma tenu noistim, and if you say tenu, then you give it? Milva peh of Rav Shmuel Darmer Taveo. Milva peh in a goy v'leim neirshim lemekuchas. Rav Shmuel hold that milva peh you don't collect. So it has to be talking about a star. So if both talking about with a star, it's still shver because you still say even with the star should loy las be as bottom. So why don't you say shloy las be as atzmai? Elam Rav Nachman either be the nokach star. Both cases he has a star. Both cases the malva is coming with a star to the person with the estate. And we're saying by hektish the malva is believed. By the case of the children, he's not believed. Unless the father says tenu, you're not believed. So v'loy kasha hod mekuyim hod lemekuyim. The case of Hektish was a shtar mekuyim. That's why the malva gets it. The case of Bonov was not mekuyim yet. So if the father says tenu, oma tenu kaim l'shtaro. Loy matenu loy kaim l'shtaro. If he says tenu, you kaim l'shtar. Loy matenu loy kaim l'shtar. The only question is, so that's what comes out. So what's the case of Hektish? The guy comes with a shtar mekuyim. Shaila is the one in the world is Rav Huna's chiddush. Rav Huna say, the guy comes with a star, that he could collect. What's the chiddush? And more than that, Rav Huna says, why? Chazok and Elamas Kulun Yal Hekdish. The guy has a star Makuyim. So Tois really asks Kasha. Tois the Ramas Chodim Makuyim asks Kasha. And he asks him four different ways, the same Kasha. And Tois says, Hodun Akut Star Makuyim, Shrikhil Amem with an Eman, Void Manu Shrikhil and Amanis, Mamela Gov Yadeh Shtar Shviyadah. Va'oid lomeli hektish because he has the kasha and his teretz is that in chanami the chiddush of it is you don't even need a shvua. Usually when you come collecting from Yisrael you need a shvua. Here you do not need a shvua. Even hektish would need a shvua, by the way. But it says you don't need a shvua here because the himalva has a shtar mekuyim wouldn't need a shvua. That's the chiddush. And if there be a chashash kenunya, then even a malva b'shtar would need a shvua. So tomorrow vayta amar rovash kumerash amar mano leplain to be yadi. A shchivra, when he's dying, he tells his children that I owe money to someone. Va'amru yisraimim paran. Then the yisraimim afterwards said they paid it. Nemanim denemah. If the father says tnu mana leplaini, va'amru yisraimim paranu, ain't nemanim. If the father says tnu, and then they say that they paid it, ain't nemanim. Mar says klapi laya, ipchem estavra. Makes no sense. Well, why would it be? If the father says I owe money and they say they paid, they believe. But if the father said tnu and they said they paid, they're not believed. Ipchem estavra. The more explains why it's ipchem estavra. Amar tnu mana. So since kivin the paska avuyin lemilsa, since the father said very clearly and positively that I owe money, so iklamei the pari, it makes sense they paid it. Mana pana biyadi. If he just says, I have money by someone, kivin the loy paska avuyin lemilsa. Since he's in mamashay tnu, iklamei with loy pari. And taka, so that says it can't be his memra. And then we taka paskin like the ipchem estavra. Shulchan Aruch paskin that the yisraim only nem on paranu if they were sure that the father owed money. And for example, the father said tenu. If the father never said tenu, then the taka not believe to say paranu because they wouldn't pay a chayiv that wasn't for sure. So what did Rabbi say? El itma hachi itma. Shchimra shom mona leplein biyadi. Eshchimer Sarah says that I have $100 of plenty in my hands. Va'omru Yisoimim, and the Yisoimim said that our father, before he died, he already was chayzer. Chazav Amalonu Abba Parati. Before he died, he's chayzer. He said, no, he paid it up. Nemanim, they're believed. My time, it kuri mitker. It makes sense. He remembered after that he did pay it. But if the father told the Yisraelim to new money on the plane, it's a stronger loss, and give money on one of Amru Yisraelim, Chazvam, Abbarat, and then they said that the father was Chazir, in the money. The father's not believed that he paid. Then Isla Pari Lev Amru Tanu, he never would have said Tanu. You don't say Tanu unless you're 100% sure you didn't pay it. But here, you're saying, oh, I paid it up. You didn't forget. You didn't make a mistake when you said Tanu, and therefore you're not believed. Tysus asks, what do you mean? I could pay it right now. We're talking about he changed his mind. So Migu, he could have paid it right now. He could say, I paid it up yesterday. What's the problem? Chari the Migu. Tais's answer is like a Migu Maka made him. If you look at Tais's Chayza, it's always the end of Tais's, the second last line. He says, Dahacha di I pare loyav amatnu umali lishake makam edemu. It's a Migu Maka made him like. Because what's the kasha again here? The guy says on November 1st, he says that I owe money to someone. 2 weeks later, he calls together his kids, says, by the way, I made a mistake. I paid him already a long time ago. So we say, if he said, just I owe money, you made a mistake. But if he said tnu, then he can't change his mind 2 weeks later and say, I paid it up already. Why'd you say tnu? Tyson asked Kasha, Del Chaira, I could pay right now. So Migo, I could pay right now, 2 weeks later, right now. So I believe to say I paid it up. And for Tyson, Migo Makam made them, because it's Migo Makam what I said. I said it ready tnu. And now I'm saying I paid before that. That's not possible. And therefore, you're not believed. Boy, Rav. We know that Allah is, if you are moida on something, you have to appoint Adam, say, Atam Adai. But if you go over to Shimon and you say, by the way, I owe you $1,000, and there's two Adam watching and they're listening, they can't say Adam, because it's a joke. If I just go over to Shimon and say, I owe you $1,000, I'm making a joke. Meshat HaNebach, you have to appoint Adam. What about Shchimra? Does Shchimra make jokes or not? We're going to read with the Bach's Girsa. Boy, Rav, Shchimra Shahoida, Ma'u Tzarech Lema Atam Adai, Ain Tzarech Lema Atam Adai. Do you say b'shas misa tzorech shuyei meksuv b'shas misa? Do you say b'shas odem shata b'shas misa? Oh, in odem shata b'shas misa. I just skipped two lines. We're going back to that line in a second. So Shalos says odem b'shas misa. Odem make jokes. Oh, in odem shata b'shas misa. You don't make jokes b'shas misa. But when the guy's dying, he says he owes money. Owes money. You don't have to say atam edai. Nachashayla is tzorech shuyei meksuv. In tzorech meksuv. We know that if someone makes a hoidah, you can't just write a star up. Even if you have Edom, even if you say Atam Edai, the Edom can't write up a star because you have to also allow them to write a star. Give them a tzivut to write a star. So here, could you write a star without asking or not? That's the Shiloh. So Gemara says, Boss of the Boy, the Pashto. Two Shilohs. First of all, you have to say Atam Edai and you have to say Ksuvu. So Boss of the Boy, the Pashto, Ain Odom Shat Shas Misa. First of all, a person doesn't make jokes Shas Misa. If he says something, he means it. And number two, with Divre Shchimirak Ksuvu Masurum Dami. And therefore, you don't have to say ksuvu. What does it mean, divrei shchimra ksuvim ksuvim dami? Tosfos points out, it doesn't mean classic ksuvim ksuvim dami. Classic divrei shchimra ksuvim ksuvim dami means that you don't need a kinyan. It's not what it means over here. What it means over here is that it's very strong words, and therefore, it's ki'ilu, it's already ksuvim, and therefore, you don't have to ask to write the shtar. So it comes out, lemaisa, if a shchimra says, in front of an edim, I owe money to Shimon, even without saying atam edai, the loch is, he owes the money, and you have Edom on that. And not only that, you can write up a star. Because you have Edom Shabbos Misa and Divrei Shchimra Ksuvim Masurim Dami.